Brian Noonan in for Nick on 720 WGN. The regular Nick D features coming up after about 3:40. We'll do You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, and then, of course, Fly Jam Friday, which is always fun. I've had a chance to do that before, so it's good to be back and able to do that again. Vic is also keeping an eye on what's happening in Florida with the hurricane, so we are all over that. There's a lot going on. And then I'm scrolling through social media. I see Esmeralda post something about a flow chart, and I say to myself, this can't be real, that men still holler out things at women on the street. They catcall women. Listen, I'm as randy as the next gentleman. I have never, even if I got busted the other night, actually, for looking at a group of young ladies that wandered by. We were standing on the street, because that's what I like to do. I start a garbage can on fire, I sing doo-wop songs, and I watch women walk by. That's my Saturday. I live in the suburbs. Call me straight, call me square, I don't know what you want to call me. But no, I was out in front of, I'd gone out to dinner after my show, because I don't know if, you probably heard me mention. Real quick, I'm in Tony and Tina's Wedding. I'm in the new production of Tony and Tina's Wedding. So my brothers and my mom came to the show last Saturday night, and we went out a couple doors down to a Mexican place and had some dinner after the show. So I'm standing out there. Now everybody is gone except one of my brothers and my wife. So we're standing there talking, and my niece, who's like 12. So this is a horrible time to get busted. But I'm in the city, and my head's on a swivel because I'm always on the lookout for some ne'er-do-wells who are going to shiv me or something. I trust no one in the city. Well, I use that as an excuse because large gaggles of women are constantly wandering down Belmont Avenue. They're calling attention to themselves with their loud talk. Again, I'm making excuses for turning my head. Not just that I'm an old man who's like, wow, look at all those women. But I'm talking to my brother, and my back's to the sidewalk, which makes me nervous anyway. That part is true. I don't like having my back to a lot of people. That comes from my bouncer days when, you always keep your back to the wall. I'm like a gunfighter, Dan. I'm like Wyatt Earp. I got to keep my back to the wall. I don't want anybody sneaking up on me.
Can you sit in a restaurant face not at the door? I got to be
watching the door. And it's not that I'm like Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. It's not like I've built up a list of enemies who are looking for me all the time. It's just from back in those days, we always stood with our backs right against the wall because stuff would jump off, as the kids like to say. And I had to be ready. Isn't that what the kids say, Esmeralda? Things will jump off?
Sure.
Is that what happens when things jump off? I don't know. Fights would happen. There would be activity that I needed to go break up. So we always kept our backs to the wall, and now I do that all the time. So I'm standing on the curb with my back to the sidewalk, and my brother is leaning on his car, and my wife is leaning on a street pole. This is like something out of Guys and Dolls. As I describe it now, it sounds awful, except that my zoot suit fits me perfectly, and I can swing that watch like nobody's business without even spitting on my spats. So I'm standing there, and don't worry, I'll get back to the flow chart that I mentioned at the beginning, which is how this all started. Just kind of like this conversation. There's a flow chart that goes in a million different directions, and then it all funnels back to the bottom. Well, I guess, according to my wife, who gave me a subtle, I thought she was just trying to be affectionate and like hold my hand at one point. She gave me a little like tap on the hand, because I guess I turned my head when a group of women walked by. But I was just, again, there's a huge group behind me, so I turned my head. And yes, they happen to be women, but I did it when there were a group of frat boys walking by me, too. So in my defense, I look at everybody because I'm curious, George. That's how I operate. My head's on a swivel, as I said before. But I guess I was called out on Sunday for eyeing a bunch of women. But back to the point, I didn't catcall any of them, especially in front of my wife, brother, and niece. That would have been the most boorish behavior known to man. Hold on a minute, honey. I got to look at the games on that broad. Because that's how I would catcall. I would be wildly unsuccessful as a catcaller, I believe. That's, Esmeralda, in the hierarchy of catcalls, that probably would have been one of the worst, right?
Well, the fact that it sounds very old-timey.
Well, that, I go retro.
Might get you somewhere.
You think that? Well, because I've got the new retro glasses, So I do. I looked at myself in the mirror today because this is the first pair of glasses I've ever had to get. They got approved by my daughter, but and some of the young members of the cast have told me they look good. I don't know, but I looked at myself in the mirror today with the shirt I'm wearing, my haircut, and these retro glasses, and I'm like, oh my God, I look like an extra from Mississippi Burning. Like, I should just be some redneck sitting on a porch or like an old school football coach making kids run till they drop dead in the heat.
You need a little hat.
Like a fedora?
Yeah, like thinking of like Lambeau.
Like a beanie?
Who's the Packers?
Vince
coach?
Lombardi?
Yes.
I need a Vince Lombardi.
Didn't fedora. He kind of have those?
He did wear, yeah, everybody.
And that little hat.
Everything's old-timey about me, Esmeralda, especially my hips. They still swivel, but they're very old-timey. They creak, but
what?
They still got
yeah,
the most.
You, what type of suit did you wear to my wedding? That was an old-timey suit.
Oh, my seersucker suit?
Yeah, your seersucker suit.
Everything. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, see? Thank you, Esmeralda.
You got lots of compliments. People knew.
I am, you know.
Rock the bow tie.
I'm a style monster. Everything about me screams fashion plate. Everything. Except my look, my attitude, yeah, that would be about it. Nothing about me screams fashion plate. But I did, the reason I had the seersucker, and I just got a new seersucker, a different color, because now I'm all about it. But now the season is over, so I won't be able to break it out until next summer. But that was something I had always wanted when I was fat, was a seersucker suit. But a 400-pound guy in a seersucker suit looks like another extra from Mississippi Burning. Just a guy sitting on the porch, oh, Lord, it's hot out here. That's, you know. Then I get the big Panama hat and a pitcher of lemonade, and I go, whoo, what's going on over there? I say, that's what a 400-pound guy in a seersucker suit looks like. Thinner guy in a seersucker suit just looks like a guy in a seersucker suit. All right, but back to this thing that Esmeralda posted. This is all your fault, Esmeralda, because you posted this. But I found it fascinating. It's an old chart, old being it was first put out in 2014. It's a flow chart telling guys if they should or should not catcall a woman. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, you never should. Now, as you're a woman, Esmeralda, mm-hmm. Last time I checked, and I don't mean to, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe,
yes.
Who knows. Have you ever been, does that happen? Have you been catcalled on the street?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think every woman has been catcalled.
Is it now? All right. What concept is just saying hello? Is that considered a catcall? What? Where does the line go from just hey, how's it going?
It depends how that hello is given.
Hello.
Yeah. If it's like a slimy hello,
right?
Then yeah, I think it's totally because they're trying to like pick you up or whatever.
Right.
But I've gotten yelled at.
Really? Is it all construction workers? I know that's the old stereotype.
No, not at all.
Guys sitting up on the beams
not
with their hard
hats. I've walked by construction sites. Never. I get nothing.
Okay. Don't sound so disappointed.
Just walking down the street, though.
I get nothing.
Walking down the street.
Really?
Regular old dudes.
Huh. 312-981-7200. Ladies, how have you dealt with this? And guys, really? You want to fess up? Do you really think this is going to work? It's like the old Mr. Microphone commercial. You're driving, hey, baby, I'll be back to pick you up in a minute. Would that impress you if I had that kind of technology? If I was rocking that kind of high-tech gear? Because, you know, then things will jump off.
Right. Also, if you had that nasally tone. Bright.
I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
I'm on the radio.
These kids are having
that's
a
how I feel every time I'm here.
Microphone.
Hey, I'm on the radio.
The cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I blame Mr. Microphone for all the bad morning zoos because then everybody thought they could be on the radio. That was the problem.
And then some did.
I know. And they made it. Now they're huge, making millions. All right. So the reason I brought this up, one, is because I can't believe it. And two, I'm wondering how, ladies, you react to this. So here's kind of the flow chart. And I think you'll start to see where this is going. The first question, is that booty banging? Which is every time I put on a pair of pants, that's my first question. I turn around. I do a little spin. Is that booty banging? Answer yes, I go out of the house. Answer no, I get those padded underpants to make give me a little Kim K look. That's how I do it. The shapers. Is that what you call them? So if it's there's two ways. You go, hells yeah. And then you move over to the, does she have those legs that go on for days? And then it goes down and the thighs, is she dressed real nice? All these things. If you're answering yes, it goes down that way. Is she literally a cat? No. It all boils down to, through all these questions, unless you know a woman and you have both consensually agreed to shout sexually suggestive comments to each other in public, the answer is no. It is never. And you would think Playboy would go, yeah, you know, here's the best way to try to pick up a lady on the street. But even Playboy said, no, guys, this is never going to work. Which, I mean, again, it's been a while since I was single. But I never would have considered that. And who would fall for that? Because honestly, if you could pull a woman off the street by yelling something at her, she was willing to go anyway. She was just standing there going, please, somebody say something to me so I can go with you. Right? That's not a good move. I don't know. What's the worst thing you've ever had yelled at you, Esmeralda?
I couldn't tell you.
Do they get real
you.
Specific?
No. I mean, usually I've been on my bike and I've gotten catcalled.
Really?
So I'm, you know, biking away. But yeah.
Is it ever just a lot of guys will do the, hey, smile a little bit.
Oh, no, I got that one once.
Yeah?
And it just.
Did you punch the guy in the throat?
I would have if I had time. But for some reason, I just kind of, I didn't know what to think.
I am real busy.
Yeah, and then 10 seconds later, I got really mad. And I was like, I should have just started, I should have chased him down. And
yeah, that's when I never, and that happens not just on the street. You see that in bars, you see that at grocery stores. I saw a guy try to work a girl at the gym the other day. And I'm like, where do you get the energy to try to work a girl at the gym when she's obviously there to work out? I would never, maybe it's just me, I would never have the stones to try to make that move. See a woman working out and then stroll over to her in my tight sleeveless t-shirt. Hey, look at me. I don't wear a tight sleeveless t-shirt to the gym. I like a looser sleeveless t-shirt when I go to the gym. More mesh because it breathes. But I think Esmeralda just threw up in her mouth a little bit.
Just a little.
Picturing me in a mesh t-shirt brought dinner back up, did it? I don't blame you. It's a horrifying visual that I paint. All right, let's do this. And then since we're on the subject of relationships, ladies, gentlemen, no matter how honest your relationship is, do you ever check your partner's phone and get upset by what is on there? Well, Amy was asked that question. So we'll get involved in that on the other side. 720 WGN. Brian for Nick on 720 WGN. All of Nick's regular features coming up in the next hour or so. We'll start them at when do we start those, Dan? About 3:40-ish?
Typically about 3:40-ish.
3:40-ish. Well, listen, then if that's what you typically do, then why would I stray from that? What am I here to cause trouble? Make waves?
No, not at all.
Catcall women?
By the way, we should probably mention that since the last time you did Fly James Friday, all of us have been given a nickname.
Is that right?
Yeah, Fly James nickname, so we might have to ask listeners for a Fly Jam Brian Noon nickname. Here.
Sure, I would love that because I don't believe nicknames should ever be bestowed by the person who
right.
will have them. I can't bestow my own Fly Jam nickname.
Right.
And judging by the fact that Esmeralda threw up picturing me in a mesh shirt, I don't know if I would trust her.
That is a Fly Jam outfit.
That is a Fly Jam outfit because I pair it with some high-waisted pleather pants and the platform shoes. Even though I don't need
to
platform
work out?
Shoes. Oh, not to work out.
Oh, okay.
No, I wear shorts when I work out.
That's a way to attract the ladies, though, if you're wearing
you think so?
Shoes.
There's a guy at the gym. I am always, because I'm one of those people, I focus on my workout, and I have my headphones on, so I'm not, you know, a gadfly. But I do pay attention to people around me, because as I mentioned earlier, when I was after I've been chastised now for looking at other women when I was, I do keep my head on a swivel wherever I am. There's a guy who comes. There's guys who work out in jeans. There's a guy who works out in cargo shorts and work boots. I don't know if he's coming to or from work. There's a lot of these guys now. Esmeralda, you would know this. You're a much younger woman than I am, because I'm an old woman. There's this new craze of pants coming back that have the wide piece of elastic around the ankle, so they look like pajamas from when you were a little kid.
Oh, do you mean so they kind of look like genie pants?
Kind of
big crotch.
Yes, they're kind of sweats, but they're kind of genie pants and kind of pajamas and kind of make you look like you dropped a deuce in your drawers.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who wear those.
Justin Bieber's a big fan of those.
Sure. Well, I work out with Justin Bieber.
Do you?
Sure. He and I actually use him for curls. I just curl Justin Bieber, 3 sets of 12, because he only weighs 118 pounds. So there's all kinds of weirdness happening at the gym, and I'm always amazed. There's a guy, I got to tell you, and I had other things to talk about, but now that the gym came up, there's a guy who was rocking the most unbelievable mullet you have ever seen. Imagine Billy Ray Cyrus back in the day. This is a guy who comes in, and he's in pretty good shape, but he also wears jorts when he's working out, which, again, not a good look, right, Esmeralda? I try to figure out what the ladies would like.
Yeah, jorts, just, were they carpenter jean?
I don't believe they were carpenter jorts, and they're not cutoffs. So he didn't have just raggedy jeans that he cut off. They're actually hemmed jorts. So he wears those. But this mullet is magnificent. And it's coiffed perfectly. And you know there's a lot of Aquanet on there, or White Rain, or whatever cheap hairspray he can find at Walmart. Because it's perfect. It's like, remember when your grandma used to go to the beauty parlor? And she would then come out with the little, like, sheer scarf over her hair so it wouldn't blow in the breeze. This guy, it looks like he comes to the gym wearing that but takes it off before he walks in, because there is not a mullet hair out of place. It's a salt and peppery mullet. And there's a part of me that wants to mock it, and yet there's a part of me, I'm not going to lie, that is unbelievably envious, because I see this mullet and I weep for the hair that I do not have.
You don't see many salt and pepper mullets. So
no.
If you had to guess, how old is this gentleman?
He's got to be mid to late 40s, pushing 50, but still hanging on to his Trans Am / Camaro / Stroh's 12-pack high school party vibe. And I like it.
Party in the back.
Oh, sure, because he's business up front. But are you business up front if you're wearing a cutoff sleeve T-shirt and jorts?
Well, I mean, we don't know what he wears to his business.
Maybe that is his business. maybe just strolling around is his looking good is my business.
Maybe he works for the jorts company.
Perhaps. Is there an official jorts company?
Oh, I hope not.
Do you think he markets jorts to all the big jean manufacturers? Hello, Mr. Levi Strauss. Can I interest you in jorts? No, we actually make men's pants. All right. Then I'm going to go to Wrangler. Oh, I don't think cowboys are going to wear jorts. Who wears jorts?
That guy?
That guy.
Guys with mullets.
Guys with mullets. Again, if you're putting a business model together, if you're going to a bank for a loan and your prospectus is, I have a beautiful idea for a garment, a men's garment. I think a lot of guys will wear it. Oh, really, sir? What is it? Bear with me. It's jorts. It's jeans. You're familiar with jeans? Oh, yes. We've given loans to a number of jeans manufacturers. Denim is very hot now, especially salvage jean. All that kind of vintage jeans are very big. Are your jeans vintage? No, they're shorts. Oh. So they're jean shorts. Yes, they're jorts. Yes, they're jorts.
But they're so specific.
Right.
Because they're longer. And then I don't know what is there, like a straight leg jean that they were made from.
I don't know.
So they look real. They look like mom jeans.
Yes, they do tend to come up a little higher. And I had a pair of jorts back in like the 80s.
Right.
When they were hip. They were never hip. When they were more acceptable, I guess. Let's put it that way. When, you know, before things jumped off, I had some jean shorts. But
were you rocking them during your bouncer days?
Oh, no. I think, of course, when I bounced, I couldn't wear shorts because you never knew when things were going to jump off. So I had to have pants on. No, I wore long pants. I wore grown man pants. You know what I won't do? I won't go anywhere to have a drink where there's not a ball pit. I will explain after the news. There's a tease for you. That's right. That means we're buying a plane ticket, Esmeralda. Stay tuned. We'll get to that on the other side. It's 720 WGN. It's the Nick DeGiulio Show on 720 WGN. Nick is on vacation for the next week. It's me, Brian Noonan. I will be with you all week. So I am very excited to be back in the overnights. And thankful to Nick and Dan and everybody for letting me sit in. We've got, I think I may have insulted one of our brethren here at WGN. And my jorts, as I was tearing down everybody who wears jorts, I get a text from the 224 that says, Bill Leff wears jorts. Now, I love Bill Leff. I've known Bill Leff for years. I didn't know Bill Leff was a jort guy. I hope this does not get back to him in a way that will hurt his feelings. He's a grown man. He can wear what he wants. I think we just need to update him a little bit on his shorts. I have no problem with a guy wearing shorts, even into the cooler weather. I'm a big short guy. I have all sorts of shorts. My shorts collection is the hugest shorts collection ever. I got most of them in China. They're fantastic shorts. But jorts, you got to dump the jorts. Who thinks that? At some point you just stop worrying what other people think?
I mean, probably.
You know,
I think that's what happens with most people who wear jorts.
Yeah, because Bill's married. He's been married a long time. He's got two college-age daughters. He's got a good job. He's got a great radio partner in Wendy. He probably doesn't care how he looks. He doesn't need to care how he looks. Right? Yeah. He's on the radio.
You know what they should do?
Huh?
Programming note, they should do this. Also, promotions.
Let's get him on the horn.
Marketing.
Wake him up.
They should get one of those people to kind of make him over. Give him, like, some new outfits.
Well, the texter says Bill's proud of his jorts. So, listen, the guy wants
to
wear
jorts.
Maybe
they could convince him to find a substitute.
Maybe a nice
jorts.
Maybe he transitions. Now, I know jorts are out. Mm. Cargo shorts get a bad rap, even though I'm a fan of cargo shorts. Not the big billowy cargo shorts. You could go with a slimmer fit. Maybe we transition him into a nice cargo short.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't. A slim cargo short.
I'm going to say he does have a pair now, because there was that
of cargo shorts,
that phenomena like a couple of weeks ago about cargo shorts and only jerks wear cargo shorts, so he was forced to defend himself.
You know what? I am going to side with him on this. I find cargo shorts, not for all occasions, but for perhaps I'm going somewhere where I want to go hiking or something, and I like to have – I carry cargo when I go.
So – you like them when they're used appropriately.
I do. I like to put my my phone in one of the pockets, because those cargo pockets are great for your phone, your wallet, things like that. I don't know, whatever cargo you carry. I'm not going to tell you what to carry on your own walk. But yeah,
Swiss Army knife.
A Swiss Army knife, perhaps a big machete. I like to put the ears of my victims in my cargo pockets. All that kind of stuff.
You know, I think all right, so cargo shorts, I think, aren't bad. It's just sometimes the cut are too big. Like you said, the billowy ones, no good.
Yeah, you can go with a slim, and they don't, when I say slimmer fit, you've seen guys, and I've seen guys too, where the slim fit shorts are so slim fitting. It's like, oh, seriously? What are you smuggling there?
Yeah.
Grape nuts? I don't need to get involved in that.
But you can, there's
a happy medium.
More fitted.
So we get Bill from the jorts into a more tapered cargo short. Then maybe we move him into a Madras Bermuda.
Oh, that sounds nice.
We take him way out of his comfort zone.
See, this is like food to me.
Yeah.
It's a thing of, oh, I don't like broccoli. I think you probably just have eaten broccoli that's been prepared disgustingly,
right,
and that's why you hate it.
So try something new.
Yeah. So if we try, you know, something different.
But you'll back me up on this, Dan and Esmeralda. You know, and women are like this, too. Some people just like what they like. They're comfortable wearing a certain thing, and they don't ever want to change. My dad was a pretty stylish guy, but he would only wear button-down collar shirts. That was it.
That's me.
Yeah, when he was
kind of nice. That's nice, though.
It was a nice classic look. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he wouldn't, and he had nice suits because he had to wear a suit every day to work. He had nice shoes, but he would never go like for a spread collar shirt. That was not it. When you wear a suit, you wear a button down shirt. And I'm like, okay, but there's times when, you know, a button down shirt is great for some things, and then maybe a spread collar looks a little, you know, for a guy who was all about, you know, looking good, he that was his place where he would not vary. And everybody has that thing. So maybe Bills is the jorts.
See, I had the opposite.
Yes.
I had an ex who would never, he wouldn't try on different cuts of short, of jeans or a shirt with buttons.
You wouldn't wear a shirt with buttons?
Yeah, he didn't really like, you know, like
so
a collared shirt
like
with buttons.
Like a t-shirt?
Yeah, all he wore was t-shirts.
Oh my God, what was he, 12?
What happened?
Exactly.
Did you ever have to
you
go to somewhere nicer with him?
Yeah. Yeah, and then he would I think he
would
a
bust
polo
out the tuxedo shirt
or something.
Yeah.
He had a polo or something. It was just things, and he wouldn't change. He didn't like it because you didn't like it. And now he's my ex, so there you go.
Well, you know what? You have to be able, if you're an adult, you have to be able to dress
right
for certain occasions.
Yeah, no, I always told him
you know?
Too.
Yes, I mean, I love being casual. I rarely wear pants, but I'm wearing actual jeans tonight. But I love shorts and t-shirts and stuff. But sometimes you have to put on a suit.
But and also you can be casual yet
and look
still nice.
Look sharp.
Exactly.
Right. You wear
exactly.
like a nice pair of a nice shirt and some nice shorts that aren't, you know, blossomy. So when you sit down, people can see all the way up to your bikini area.
Was this ex-boyfriend, was he just trying to make a statement, or did he not
he
feel
lazy?
Comfortable, or like?
He just didn't feel comfortable. He didn't like it.
Was it that he never, like, and I wonder about this. Sometimes when guys do not want to, you know, they only want to dress one, like, maybe they never, as a kid, never had to dress up, or they didn't see anybody.
Most likely.
In their family never really dressed up.
Yeah, most likely. I would try to get him, and he wouldn't do it. And then what cracked me up is when we broke up, that's when he stopped wearing t-shirts with cartoons on them and things like that. And I was like, oh, now you do it. Fine.
Sure.
Because no other woman will date you. Cool.
Well, listen, you're better off without them.
Oh, no, I'm completely.
Want some scrub? You don't want no scrubs, right?
It's a fly jam.
It is a fly jam. Maybe we bring that back. And then you can start, you know, talking about my nickname, my fly jam nickname. But enough of that. Enough of Bill Left's fashion faux pas.